My name is Adam of Grayskull. When good is threatened by the power of Eternia, I was summoned to the future by the last of mankind to defend them in their hour of need. But my old enemy, Skeletor, followed me. Now, here in the future, he has found new allies to help him in his never-ending fight against all that is good. Yet on Primus, I too have found new brave friends and a new family. Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic, we struggle against the forces of darkness. Good against evil. The battle continues.
Hello, this is Optimus Solo, and welcome to the 91st chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series. With me, once again, for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise, is the one and only TFG1 Mike.
Hello, I'm kind of ready for this because it's going to be all Transformers and Star Wars this week. No He-Man!
Yeah, like we said last week, be ready for your drinking game. Anytime there's a Star Wars or Transformers reference, you have to drink while you're listening. So are you ready for another drunken trip to space, sir?
Sadly, yes.
All right, well, in this episode of Masters of Space, we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next three episodes of the series. Episode 25, Planet of Junk. There's your Transformers episode. Episode 26, Sanctuary. And episode 27, your Star Wars episode, Council of Clones. So we hope you're ready, because it's time to go back in space.
And here's Perceptor for everybody.
Perceptor, can you locate a place to set down for repairs?
Gamma waves in this sector of space create marginal navigation probabilities. However, yes, I believe I can. The Planet of Junk is in this vicinity.
Then let's go for it.
Alrighty, everybody. Up first today is episode 25, Planet of Junk. We're still in October 1990. This is written by Francis Moss. On a space scrap place, Skeletor discovers dangerous weapons of a technically far superior species, and he abducts the scientists of Primus and forces them to repair the weapons. So they have basically crash-landed on this planet/asteroid of junk. He gets the scientists up there to see if they can use these weapons and pieces of technology to their advantage. What did you think about the Planet of Junk?
I'm going to let Retgar talk for me for a moment here.
You check in, but you don't check out.
Yep, that's right. It's a hotel, folks. This one was... It was okay. Other than the fact that the scientists, the episode was okay, but they make it even worse.
Thank God there was no scientists like this in Transformers. Like, outside of the actual Transformers that had science expertise.
Yeah.
There wasn't human scientists that they had to bring along to Planet of Junk or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this is interesting that we're going to, you know, have this random place where there's, archaeological find here, I guess, that you're finding all this technology, weapons, etc., even though nobody knows how to use them, and you get to see some, you know, present some funny moments as far as the mutants trying to work these weapons and backfiring, etc. So, I mean, all that's interesting. I think it's a good setup. Where it goes from there, though, is unfortunately not very exciting or good. So, it's a decent setup, decent idea. I don't know if the execution turns out, you know, through the second half of the episode. So we're going to take a quick break and see if there's some silver linings that we can find about the Planet of Junk.
I am He-Man. Call She-Ra and me at 1-900-909-2233.
We'll journey to distant worlds, explore the universe,
and probably battle Skeletor along the way, huh?
Probably, Orko. There's a new adventure every day. We'll also tell you how to get an action figure or this colorful poster. Get your parents' permission and call 1-900-909-2233.
I have the power!
All right, so good and bad moments of the Planet of Junk. Even though I said it's not a very good episode and the second half really falters, I do have more positive moments than not. I like the idea of a planet of old weapons and junk. I like the setup there, like I said before. I do, again, like seeing more of the Galactic Guardians as a team. We get to see that. And once again, we have one little funny line right off the beginning. Don't blame me if our insurance goes up again as the mutant's ship is being attacked. So. Yeah. And crashing on the Planet of Junk. So I did think that was funny. Anything good that you liked out of this episode?
You missed the best part about this episode.
What, did I miss Retgar? Was he in the background somewhere?
No, not that. Well, kind of, sort of. Not really, but Skeletor as the Ringmaster. That was hilarious.
Yeah, and they had a little device on the Planet of Junk that could turn their turn them into a different looking person, so kind of disguise them on a visual standpoint. And there's some interesting things, some clowns and ringmasters and like crocodile head things that they were turned into, so that was kind of amusing. I did forget about that. Any other good moments for you?
That's about it.
my bad moment here, you can predict this one. Ugh, a scientist episode.
Yeah, pretty much. We might as well just say that every podcast, whichever episode it is that they're involved in, because that's really all that needs to be said about them now.
I say that, but I do have to give a power sword to one of them.
God, why?
Yeah, I give a power sword to Geppel, because he's the one that actually... programs all the weapons to backfire on the mutants and saves
That's true, but I have to give a Havoc Staff to the writer for that, and I'll explain that. I'll explain that in my Snake Mountain moments.
Go for it. What's your other Snake Mountain moments?
Ugh, these scientists suck. Other than Geppel doing that, I feel like this episode started as one thing and ended up something else. Like, it felt like there was like a 180-degree turn in the middle of this. And the whole Geppel thing about re-engineering the thing and having He-Man go into the chamber, yada, yada, yada. Hey, look, a Superman 2 reference with the machine saving He-Man but zapping the mutants and Skeletor strength. That's exactly what happened in Superman 2. Superman reversed the polarity of his rejuvenation thing or whatever thing, and instead of hurting him on the inside of the machine... it basically hurt the Kryptonians, Zod, and whatever the hell else their names are. I don't remember off the top of my head right now. I should, but it's been so long since I've seen Superman 2. But it's one of those... As soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh my god, this is so Superman 2.
Anything else?
That's it.
Sorry, I can't respond too much to the Superman 2 reference since I've never seen it. So
wait, you did see it, didn't you? I thought you watched that at one point.
Is that the one I saw?
I don't know.
I've seen one or two of them. Right. As far as Havoc Staffs or Power Swords, you gave a Havoc Staff to the writer. Anything else?
I give a Power Sword to Skeletor. He still has some really great lines. And him as the Ringmaster was hilarious.
Yeah. I find this one... even though it is kind of just a generic episode for the most part, it did have a good first half. It did have a good setup. I did like the plot kind of where it was starting. I just, like you said, halfway through, it kind of goes into somewhere else once the scientists get involved, et cetera, that I didn't really care for. So it's just slightly enough to be above average for me at the 3. What do you give it?
It's not even that I didn't care for it. I didn't get it. Like, I should be a 1990 cartoon. I should be able to understand what the hell happened with the change and... I completely missed like why they changed the plot or like mid writing they decide, oh hey, we're not gonna do like no. What was the question?
Your rating.
Oh. One.
One.
The only reason why it gets a one is Skeletor the Ringmaster.
All right, so that does it for this one. Come back here in a second and we'll try to find some solace in the sanctuary.
Which apparently needs synopsis.
What do we have here?
It's Castle Grayskull.
And it's mine.
Not so fast, Beastman.
He-Man!
You can pit He-Man against Beastman playing for the power of Castle Grayskull. You have to put the castle together.
Beastman's escaping.
The throne, Dad.
Dad, you saved the castle!
Castle Grayskull from the Masters of the Universe collection. He-Man and Beastman each sold separately from Mattel.
Next up today is episode 26, Sanctuary, October 15th, 1990, written by Richard Merwin. And this one basically had to deal with the fact that the mutants had a laser cannon that they introduced at the very beginning, and the Galactic Guardians destroy that, and through that Skeletor learned that this gas that was coming out of this was affecting the shield on Primus. So they basically create a machine out of this laser beam, etc., to funnel this gas onto the shield to eventually destroy the shield and get to Primus. So the idea here is that obviously all of the good guys are on Primus in their little sanctuary and trying to protect that from being disturbed by the gas that Skeletor and the mutants are funneling towards it. So what did you think of sanctuary and the setup there.
I think my brain just exploded with that description, because holy crap.
Yeah, this is the green gas. The green gas.
It's the evil green Hulk gas. It's an episode. That's all I have to really say. It's an episode of this show. Like, nothing stood out to me at all here.
Yeah, it's, again, for like the fifth time in a couple weeks, or probably even more, first 10 seconds, here's this new gadget. Here's a big laser that we're going to use to win the day. So, just your typical gadget of the week. Turns into a little bit something else, because the first gadget fails and we turn it into a second gadget. But other than that, same little thing that we're seeing in this. They have to try to get past the shields, and we're going to find 1,000 different ways that we're going to try to get past the shields and try to get to the planet. And they'll have to stop us from doing that over and over ad nauseum.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, we'll take a break, see if there's anything good or bad that came out over the course of the 20-25 minutes that we had to watch this one.
Is Snake Mountain ready to take on He-Man?
Anytime!
Snake Mountain, Battle Armor, He-Man, and Skeletor each sold separately. You put the mountain together. Batteries not included.
Is your serpents ready to strike?
Yes!
Come, He-Man. Come to Snake Mountain.
If you dare.
Snake Mountain with Echo Microphone, new from the Masters of the Universe collection. Action figures each sold separately from Mattel.
All right, I have one good moment for Palace of Eternals. It's interesting because at one point, He-Man is being kind of weakened by what's going on, and Adam is, and he cannot become He-Man. Right. And so they have to kind of like cart him off and try to take care of him. But for some reason, he has He-Man's sword, so he has to explain or try to figure out how to get around the fact that Adam has He-Man's sword. So I thought that was a good moment.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, as far as bad moments, I hate when an episode starts with a fancy new gadget or weapon, and especially when there's no explanation of where it came from. It's different when it's like, oh, you know, we found this on this planet, or so-and-so brought us this from here, or we uncovered this, you know, doing some random digging or whatever. Right, there was some type of explanation. Instead, it's just like, hey, I have this brand new fancy laser thing. It's laziness in writing that you can't take 10 seconds and give us some type of reason for why they came across that weapon. Yeah. You know, spend a minute out of your 20 minutes developing the plot.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, when the Galactic Guardians are trying to stop the laser right at the beginning, I don't think that's how tractor beams work. I don't think you can use your tractor beam, swing it around like a lasso, and throw a boulder at somebody.
No.
So, what
not
the fuck?
Yeah, that's a definite what the fuck moment.
That was terrible. What did you think of good or bad things in this episode?
Mostly bad. Like, I didn't write down a lot of stuff. I have no Eternals moments because this episode. But Flog crying at the end. Seriously? You're supposed to be this badass mutant leader, and you're crying.
Mutants don't cry. There's no crying in New Adventures.
I want to cry because this shit isn't over yet. Oh my god.
Yeah. Power Swords or Havoc Staffs?
Power Sword to Skeletor. That's about it.
I got a Havoc Staff for Adam. For some reason, I didn't like him in this episode. I don't know. Remember why, because this episode bored the crap out of me. But Power Sword Gurr.
Yeah, Gurr was awesome.
The dog, Skeletor's pet dog, Gurr, was great. So I give him a power sword. What about Galactic Guardian rating for this one? I give it a 1.
Yeah, I give it a 1 too.
All right, 1s from both of us. Ouch. Yeah. All there is to that.
I'll tell you this right now. If we both have the same rating and agree, it's really bad.
Yeah, that's unheard of. So
it's the end of the world. Yeah.
All right, only one left to suffer through today. Let's take a break, and we'll get back to episode 27, Council of Clones, coming up next.
Go get him, Dragon Walker! Go.
Dragon Walker, Battle Armor, He-Man, and Skeletor and Merman each sold separately.
Step
right, batteries not included.
Watch that!
Dragon Walker!
Take that, He-Man! May the mightiest power prevail!
New Dragon Walker vehicle for use with most Masters of the Universe figures. Action figures each sold separately from Mattel.
All right. Last up today is episode 27, Council of Clones, October 16th, 1990, written by Ted Peterson and Francis Moss. Skeletor has been frequently bombarding one area of the Shield of Primus, forcing the inner counselors to concentrate all their energy on that sector. Mara says that she and the counselors desperately need rest. Master Sebrian is also tired from the recent attacks. Without the full power of the shield, the evil mutants will surely penetrate it. So Sebrian comes up with an idea to create clones of the council members to try to give them a rest while they can concentrate their energy and protect the shield. Once again, mutants try to get through shield. Good guys try to protect shield. What did you think about the Council of Clones?
It was better than the last episode.
That's not saying much.
I'm just saying it was better written and better executed than the last episode.
Yeah. It's interesting, but again, same old thing. Trying to get through the shield, trying to protect the shield, blah, blah, blah. It's weird that the good guys are the ones creating the clones on this one, though, because typically that's something that, you know, you would see the bad guys do. They're going to create clones to try to impersonate them or try to do this, that, and the other, slave army, different stuff like that, you know, like they did in Star Wars, etc., drink. In this time, it's the good guys, which I guess in Star Wars, the good guys did create the clones at one point, just with some kind of bad people posing as good guys, but anyway. Yep. Any other thoughts on the plot?
Nah.
All right, let's take a break and come back and talk about Palace of Eternals and Snake Mountain.
Feel the power!
All right, we've warped speeded right across to Palace of Eternals. I'm trying to get some more references in for people because the only way to enjoy these episodes is to drink. Holy crap, there's a sorceress sighting.
Yeah, she shows up.
She showed up. I forgot she was in the series, so I guess that was good for
her. I knew she was in the series because they've used her voice in a couple episodes before, like after the five-part whatever the hell in the beginning, but yeah.
There is... I guess I'll put this in the Palace of Eternals moments because I guess it's somewhat ironic's not the right word, but it's somewhat apropos that they say this in this episode. And you have to go get this audio, and I apologize to everybody because you're going to be hearing this so many times once he captures this audio. But at one point, and I have the timestamp for you, Skeletor is commenting on what's going on, etc., and he utters the line,
"This won't even be worth watching."
Said it himself in an episode of The New Adventures, "This won't even be worth watching." And I feel like that is what we should say to everybody that's listening to this. Like, these episodes are not worth watching.
They're really not.
Those are my moments. What do you have?
Clones, really? Like Gleep's idea was better. Or whoever the hell had that idea. And then Master Sebrian was like, "Oh, well, no, let's do this instead." And I'm like, "No."
Yeah, they should have cloned robots and cloned stormtroopers instead of people.
Yeah. This episode.
I have a Havoc staff for Sebrian. I gave him a power sword last week or something. I'm giving him a Havoc staff this time because it's just a bad idea all the way around. And then you're going to leave the clones down there unsupervised and expect nothing bad to happen. Like, they at least need a foreman or something, or at least a supervisor of some sort. Like, come on, man. That's just bad. That's just bad business. You're supposed to be the leader. That's a bad, unintelligent decision. So I give this one a 1.5.
I thought this one was going to be better than the last one, but not really. Straight zero.
Straight zero.
Yep.
I thought you were saying that you liked this one better.
Thought I did, and I kind of enjoyed it while I was watching it, but thinking about the plot, thinking about how the execution was, thinking about the dumbassery of Master Sebrian, just no.
Yeah, not good. Not like Skeletor said, this won't even be worth watching.
Nope.
We'll be back after the break.
We'll be right back to the New Adventures of He-Man.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news,
play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Here at the GCRN, we have been assimilating the world of geekdom for over 5 years now. The GeekCast Radio Network brings you a multitude of geek content, from blogs and reviews to podcasts covering comics, film, TV, cartoon, gaming, and so much more. If we don't have it...
We don't have it. We partner with the best and most diverse podcasts on the net, covering Doctor Who, G.I. Joe, Punisher, Turtles, and more. We have more than your ears and eyes can handle. Join the geek revolution at geekcastradio.com, and remember to unleash the geek in you.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the GeekCast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Decian, the superhero webcomic. Decian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, drama, mayhem, and more, read it now at Decian.com. DASIEN.com. And for the new Decian podcast, go to patreon.com/Decian.
Welcome back to the new adventures of He-Man.
We are back, and what episode is this? I don't know. Oh, 91. Okay,
91.
So we got 9
Only
left.
16 left.
9 left to 100. 16 left to finish this stupid-ass cartoon. Seriously, I know we're being really super negative, and we're cursing, and yada, 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 but this is an explicit podcast. If you guys haven't figured it out by now, tough on you, I guess. But yeah, no, let's hope not. I don't podcast for kids anyway.
No kid would listen to this because no kid would watch this episode and want, or I'll watch the series and be interested in somebody talking about the series. The only people listening to this episode is diehard He-Man fans or people that were kids in the 90s that enjoyed the series and want to live through nostalgia.
Yeah, exactly. And please, write in. Tell us. Feedback at geekcastradio.com.
I wonder, where are all the defenders?
Yeah, really. Seriously. Like, where are all the defenders of the series? Like,
I want to see the other side, because people told me that this was a better series because of the writing.
Yeah.
So I heard over and over and over again, the stories are better, the writing's better, the characters are more fleshed out, there's more continuity, there's more development. I have not seen any of that. They have not spent a minute of time on, outside of one episode, I think, on...
For Adam.
One episode on Adam, and there was one episode on, not Flog, but the guy, the Slushhead, I think.
Slushhead,
yeah. Sort of. Outside of that, there's been nothing. We've got no backstory, really, for Hydran, for Flipshot, for any of the mutants, just anybody at all. Filmation did more than that.
Yeah, exactly. And I swear to God, anybody writes in and says, oh, but the backstory for those, like Hydran and Flipshot, the backstory for those was written by Scott Nylick, toy guru from Mattel, when he was there, and it's on their action figure cards. Fuck no. Don't get me wrong. Scott, toy guru, Nylick did an amazing job when he was working at Mattel and all of that and everything else, but if I have to read a bio on the back of an action figure to get more character development for a cartoon that's, what, 27? Yeah, 27 years old? There's something wrong. Very, very wrong.
Is the good writing still coming? I just want to know, like, where's the good writing? Did people think that some of the episodes that we've already covered was good writing? Because there's been, like, two.
Mm-hmm.
There's been, like, two, maybe three positive episodes, and we're through 27 now.
Yeah. Anything that, 27 out of 65, oh, crap. Anything that, for me, that's 3.5 or above, that's good, obviously. Anything 3 and below, just... Even though we go by our GCR and Universal rating system, like, no, just no.
No.
So, thank you for listening, if anyone is still listening to this, to the Masters in Space today. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our other posts. This post, all the other posts for this podcast, all the other podcasts we do. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow at Pow of Grayskull for the show. Also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. I am at TF2 and Mike. What is your Twitter?
I'm at Optimus Solo, and I have a feeling the only feedback we're going to get is from somebody saying that we're too negative.
Yeah, probably.
Why are we doing this? But hey, we were doing the whole series. You're going to have some good. You're going to have some bad. You don't always give every movie or every series a 10 out of 10. So
nope.
This is showing that we're not just blind fans just loving something because of nostalgia.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so. Gladiator has better scenes than this cartoon series. Ruffy. We hope you enjoyed the Space Tales today. Don't forget to join us on our next adventure. Let me take a look at the next three episodes of The New Adventures of He-Man, including Cold Freeze, He-Kaz, and Slaves to the Machine. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with...
Only 16 episodes left, Optimus Solo.
By the power of the good and the way of the whatever, we will catch you next time here on Powers of Grayskull.
Wake me when it's over. I'm going to get my beauty sleep.
Alright,
Wait a minute. I'm dying over here, damn it. It's either that or I cough through everything you say and I can't mute it, so.
Okay.
I'm okay now, I think.
Alright, good.
Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic.